Good morning and welcome to St Andrews and St George's West. Welcome to Working Together in Faith. My name is David Bradwell. I'm the coordinator for Scottish Faith's Action for Refugees. So I'm very glad that you've come today braving rail strikes and all sorts of things. Before we begin, there's been a very difficult week for a lot of people around the world. The murder of Joe Cox last week, the referendum taking place the day after tomorrow. I think a lot of people have heavy hearts at the moment. I'd like to begin just by reading a short reflection, which was written by a colleague of mine. Her name is Rachel Lampard. She's a leader of the Methodist Church, which is my tradition. And it spoke to me quite a lot, and I thought it might just set the context for today. The world feels a bit more fragile today. The news of the murder of Joe Cox MP coming after the massacre at the gay club in Orlando feels like a body blow. Joe Cox was about my age, with children slightly younger than mine. Friends of mine knew her. She was obviously a much admired MP, committed to public service, with a driving vision for a better world, and a compassionate friend. And we cannot forget the thousand hidden tragedies of this week. Refugees still dying in the Mediterranean. Conflict in countries that never make the news. Climate change squeezing the life from poor communities. To quote John Donne, "Any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind. I certainly start today feeling diminished. This is not the kind of world I want." The words of Joe Cox's husband, Brendan, took many people's breath away. He said of his wife, "Joe believed in a better world and she fought for it every day of her life, with an energy and a zest for life that would exhaust most people. She would have wanted two things above all else to happen now. One, that our precious children are bathed in love. And two, that we all unite to fight against the hatred that killed her. Hate doesn't have a creed, race, or religion. It is poisonous." We can hold on to these words, but they have to give us more than comfort in the midst of sadness. We have to fight against the poison that isolates us, demonizes others, and diminishes us all. If we engage in political debate where we denounce those who disagree with us, if we take shelter behind semi-truths, if we make decisions on the basis of what is best for me, if we use language which paints others as a threat or as lesser humans, then we are all weaker. We fail to embrace God's invitation to love and be loved, to celebrate the full potential as human beings. We are a better country than this. We are a better people than this. In the words of Desmond Tutu, we are made for goodness. We are made for love. We are made for friendliness. We are made for togetherness. Hold on to what is decent. Love your neighbour, and remember, we are made for goodness.